Three, two, one. Happy New Beer, everyone. This is The Perfect Pour.
Gunshots.
Fireworks. Gunshots.
Explosion.
Can opening.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show for people that want to enjoy their beer more. How about that? I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're going to be hanging out with you for the 440th time. Is that right? Yeah, I think that's right.
440.
Drinking some beers and talking about the beers you drank last week, beers we're looking out for, and the listeners of the show are going to call us and tell us some things. We're going to talk about some culture,
stinky.
Enjoy some beers, and whenever somebody opens a beer, like Nick just did,
working perfectly.
Yep, right off the bat.
2022, off to a good start.
It's got to be banger.
So all we're right. Starting the all bangers okay. Next week, I take it.
I think I said
Is this no cussing show?
Yeah, I think I said last week this is a no cussing show.
Okay, so, where are we at? Do we have a counter?
So,
bing.
Focus.
Deep I'm going to get a post-it note ready just in case. We'll see how
deep breath, yeah, cuss. Put a big post-it note up on the your screen. Let's get ready. We might have a child. Somebody might trust us. Some listener might trust us with this and have a child in the car with them as a listing. So we got to be really careful.
This is the one.
All right. So for the show, we're tailgating just a little bit. I had, believe it or not, a brown ale. This one's from Belching Beaver. Good morning, beautiful. Yeah. With a brown ale with coconut and coffee and maple. A little 5.5%er. And it came in, it's one of the Deftone beers. And it came in a variety pack. I found a little variety pack of Deftone beers. And it's not bad.
Variety.
I mean, at this point, isn't that Belching Beaver collab with the Deftones? Is this the most prominent music band beer collab ever? Is it more prominent than the one that there's the British one does with not Megadeth,
Iron Maiden? It's probably the first one where they actually gave a shit about what the beer tastes like. So it's doing well because even without the Deftones, like it would still be a good beer if you took the label off and you didn't know it was a
collab
themed beer.
And they keep up with it. They don't just do it, and then it seems like it's like Belching Beaver's like, can we just keep these around all the time? Deftones like, yeah, whatever.
This is doing well. Can we just do more?
What do you got there, Nick?
I started with the oh boy. So I really shot myself in the foot on this one. I bought a case of Celebration Ale from the place Mikey loves to shop at.
Costco?
Yeah. And I thought, oh, this is going to be cool, right? This will carry me through all my holiday parties. It's in bottles.
Wrong.
Cool, you know, no big deal. I like bottles still. I have many bottle openers that I have not used for most of the year because of the can fascination Pandemic. That's happening in this world. So I sprung for the case of Celebration. I figured this is going to get me through. They'll all be gone before mm-hmm. New Year's. What could possibly go wrong? Well,
you drink beer.
No, we didn't have any holiday parties like we usually do. I got sick twice during that time period, which so I didn't feel like drinking beer at all. Nobody drank beer at our Christmas Eve party. It was all whiskey. I think maybe Matt drank beer, but I think he had his own stash going.
Mm-hmm. Secret stash.
So yeah, still have 10 of these Celebration ales left. I'm trying to power through them, but they are getting old.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Attention, the Celebration ales have gone bad. Do not drink the Celebration ales.
It is over for Celebration ales. I have had my last one. That's for sure.
Yeah. Next year, I think I'll just buy the 6-pack cans as needed and not worry about
it. Hey, it worked out for me this year because I got 4 different dates at least. And the last 6-pack I had was, I don't even think we talked about it on the show. It was the even later one. It was like a late November batch. It was like the 16th, I believe, I want to say. November 16th.
Damn.
So.
Did you have any of the 2 dates close enough together to tell a difference between the two?
I probably did.
Or was
it
like pretty consistent through the batches?
I probably did and wasn't smart enough. I felt like they were, I don't remember any difference between any of them. It seemed to be pretty consistent.
Yeah.
What do you got, Matt? Good, what are you drinking?
Oh, so now I'm drinking Fantastic IPA. It's a collab with Society and Beechwood.
Had it.
Wow.
Idaho 7 and Mosaic hops.
I have not seen that.
It's in the market. It's been there for like a couple weeks, bro.
Well, I mean, if you listen to last week's episode, obviously I'm a New Glory fan.
It's in the top left of the left hand end. The Russian River end.
Go over. Now look
up. Bottles. The end with the bottles.
Look up again.
Still haven't started seeing anything. We keep hearing about this can shortage scare and what are they going to do? Still haven't started seeing people use bottles any more than they normally do.
Damn it. Of all the things in the grocery store that have gone up, I haven't noticed a significant price increase on beer.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel the same? I agree with that.
You would think beer would be going up. Like everything.
Especially if cans are in shortage. That's one cost that would make them more expensive. Ingredients are up, or would be up. Propane's up. Holy shit.
Labor's up.
If they could find
propane.
It. Yeah, propane used to be, used to be back in my day. Last year, I think it was $15 to fill a bottle. Now it's like 21 or 22.
Make you pay. I just got my Traeger.
You smoke them.
Wood pellets.
Sir, these are for the heating elements, not for the cooking.
What?
Heating sources of heat. We're fancy. We have our own patio heaters. I'm sorry.
I do feel guilty when I fire that thing up because the first 5 minutes of it, it's just smoke.
Yeah. So
it's like I'm bad air days. I don't even do it. But I wonder how, like...
Screw you, neighbor. I'm in the county. You can't
do I'm nothing. In the county. You can't stop me. No, no burning is no burning. That's a countywide thing. But then nobody says anything about barbecues.
Oh, you cannot install a wood-burning barbecue anymore.
Well, I got mine's prorated. My grandfathered in.
Yeah. Yeah, portable I think is okay, but no new wood burning.
Oh, no, for real?
Appliances at all.
For real?
Gas is okay.
You can't actually build a barbecue, outdoor barbecue with a burning.
Yeah. If you wanted to do one of those outdoor kitchens yeah. with the cooktop made into the counter, mm-hmm. it cannot be a wood burning or coal burning. Wow. It has to be natural gas.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
And I think most smoker pits are considered portable. So they can't really regulate those. You're not supposed to have them on, like you said, no burn days. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if it's portable, you don't really need a city review for a portable unit. So they don't exist unless they catch you making a bunch of smoke.
Oh man, Chew would have a lot of issues up here.
Mm-hmm.
What are you drinking, Matt?
I'll have to go look at what I had before the show. I had to make a stop by Spokeasy, and they had Hopnosis from Firestone on draft. So I had one of those.
What is that? That's new beer?
Yep. And then I think it was called Hopski. It was a Sierra Nevada double dry hop IPA. Had a couple of those. Right now I'm drinking from Arrow Lodge. High Rise IPA. It's a double. Hazy. Citra Enigma Mosaic.
Wow. That sounds like a good hop build to me.
Yep. It's something.
Said Citra Mosaic and then... whatever else.
Enigma.
But I know, it just doesn't matter. I mean, after you say Citra and Mosaic, you're like, all right.
Done.
Done.
Boxes checked.
I love gold!
I'm opening a new beer from Chew Your Beer donated beer. This one's called Little Green Bag from Imprint Beer Company. A triple dry hopped something. I guess it's IPA. Looks like an IPA.
Let's see. I guess.
That's a good aroma. Ooh, that's pretty tasty.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little strong. It doesn't have any information. One of them brewers doesn't like to put the information on. Thought if you're California, you have to put the ABV, but I don't know. It's pretty strong. It's pretty good, though. Little Green Bag from Imprint. Say maybe... she was trying to do the ABV game, but no, it's nothing there. Oh, it's from Hatfield, Pennsylvania. That's why. I was thinking this is like an LA brewer. Hatfield, Pennsylvania's Imprint. Probably Pittsburgh Tom traded beer or something, and then he traded it to us.
He regifted.
Well, he made a mistake on this one because it's a good beer. Nick, what do you have?
Wow. Well,
Yep, I agree.
I'm
is there an earthquake over there?
Puppy needs servicing.
Puppy servicing. We can go to Matt if you need to step away for puppy business.
No, I think it's all under control.
Okay.
So, kicking off Nick the has a new year. Boxer
puppy.
Right.
Pray for Nick. Pray for Nick.
So
he has a boxer puppy.
Pandemic year three. Right.
Yep.
Third year pandemic.
Third year.
Now. Places can be open, but people are getting sick, and people don't want to work.
They're already short of staff, and then
the place is open, but there's nobody to serve you a beer. So if you're trying to get into the Windsor Russian River this week, chances are
closed this week.
Closed.
Not enough staff. Bye-bye. Not enough healthy staff.
I read a term today or yesterday, and I ran it by my coworker Bert, and he confirmed that it's a real thing. But there's a term out in the world called the Great Resignation.
Yes,
I've heard this.
This is real.
Yeah, and I was like, "What?" And it made sense immediately. But I was like, "That's a thing." I've known many people to change up their professions or walk away from things.
How dare people quit shitty job, low-paying jobs? How dare they? You keep doing that. Damn it.
Yeah. Go find your dream job or your dream not working anymore. And just do something else.
Yeah.
So, this isn't unique to Russian River. This is happening everywhere.
I think the next few weeks are just going to be like this until this.
Yeah, I think one of our local coffee shops had the same situation. They reduced their hours due to staffing.
Two coffee shops.
Two?
Dos.
I mean, two.
Which ones?
Well, no. So I know which one the brother's talking about. They're normally open until 4. They cut it back to 1. But there was another coffee shop that was actually closed for a couple of days because they wanted to just be precautious. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other situation. Yeah. Closing to keep their staff safe, I guess.
Yeah.
And then closing because they don't have staff.
No. Thanks.
Things. Oh, you need people? Just put a sign, help yourself.
Honor system.
Put money in drawer.
Give what you think.
Pour own coffee.
Give what you think it's worth.
I'm a big fan of the honor system. Just put a pile of change on the register. On the counter. You know. Yeah.
You heard him. Manager of the Tioga Sequoia Tap Beer Garden says, whatever, man. Honor system, bro.
Hey, pay what you think it's worth.
If there's a pile of cash and coins on the countertop, you know, and the menus are on, just pour yourself a beer, figure out your change. You know?
Stick to whole dollars, please.
Yes, sweep the board, though.
Sweep the board.
I had to explain that to a few people. Like, we had all the untaps in the bottom of the TVs, and they're like, we don't have those. And I was like, no. I was like, there's people out front. They're not drinking our beer, but there's people out front, and they're checking in here. So it goes on the screen.
Oh, what are they doing? Yeah, untapped's pretty loose now with the where you're at when you check in and play. It used to be, if you remember, it used to be you had to be
over square.
By actually in the place, or, you know, at least very close by the place,
vicinity
to check in. But now you can just, I can check into some brewery in New Jersey. Say, I'm here.
Yeah.
And some, just trip people out on the untapped board in the Carton Brewing tap room. And they're like, whoa, Mikey's in the Carton Brewing. Where's he at? I'm like, nah, I'm in Fresno, idiot.
You can't mess up their touch tunes, but you can mess up their untapped.
can you hack into their touch tunes? Can somebody do that?
So you have to be within a certain metal range of a touch tunes in order to play music on it. So you can't just like bomb somebody's touch tunes and be like, all right, Macarena 40 times in a row. Let's go. You can't do that unless you're like within a certain range of it.
Oh, that'd be pretty messed up to like just ruin somebody's business. It's like, I'm going to make your music unusable.
All right. We're going to play Sunburns 6 times in a row. Let's go.
Nothing but Chattahoochee for the rest of the night.
I'm way down yonder in the Chattahoochee. I just play the Raiders theme over and over.
Oh, we are real Americans.
Yeah.
That's a hit on the touch tunes, right? The Hulk Hogan theme song?
Yep.
It's the number one hit.
The Touchins loves that one.
All right, Matt, should we anger Mikey now or later in the show?
Always now.
Always.
There's now. No question. Now.
You might forget later, so you should just probably do it now.
Let's see how many words it takes before.
Let me get some more beer in me.
Yeah, yes, so get a sip. Brace yourself.
A little sippy sip.
Let me clear my throat because apparently this cough will not go away. Don't worry, it's COVID. I mean, not COVID.
Don't worry, it's COVID. I mean, no.
Don't worry. It's Omicron-sans. It's my joke now. I'm sticking to it. Okay, here we go. Field work. Announces plans to open the largest tap room.
Not in Fresno.
Where are we going? Where would they open their largest tap room?
I'm going to be peeved if it's LA.
Reno.
Reno. We're big in Reno.
We're big in
Reno.
San Leandro.
Some boring ass no name fucking Bay Area suburb. Whee!
Yep. Largest open air beer garden and indoor tap room.
What? Bigger than Factions?
I don't know. How big is Factions?
I just see on the pictures it looks pretty big.
Well, okay. That's not. I mean. Yeah. San Leandro, that's 21st Amendment and the Drakes.
See, they're trying to hone in on that shit.
Oh, go ahead.
Are they going to be in the same complex?
They're in an old Firestone Auto Service Center.
Did we talk about this? I think we talked about this when it kind of announced or something. I don't know. But it's open.
Oh, we talked about this one?
No. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay. The article came out yesterday. I don't know. Maybe they're re-upping their story. But spring 22, this is coming on online.
Sons of bitches. Y'all are chicken.
Pizza menu.
You guys are all scared. Don't think you can think your beer's not good enough for Fresno, huh? All right. Nobody talks about field work anymore anyway.
That's right. We don't care.
The real thing is, can you still get your tires serviced? Or
what's the rotation situation?
I actually need the Subaru needs new tires, so.
Rotating taps, rotating tires.
Get a tire rotation, a couple of beers, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you sit in the car while they lift you up so you get like, and then they hand you a beer and you sit there and get your tires rotated?
Well, Tioga could have done that if you guys would have just kept the There's a rumor that James Dean's car is buried under Toyota Sequoia's
tractor. It's not there.
That's exactly what you would say. Keep people away.
Okay. It's within like 2,000 feet of Tioga, but it's not under Tioga.
So you're saying it's down, it's in the auto shop across the street?
No. That would be less than 2,000 feet. No.
Depends on how you measure feet, you know. I measure feet in very short
There's
intervals.
Stories, there's theories, there's asphalt patches, there's things.
Where is it supposed
there's
to be?
There's peoples underneath? With toolboxes. There's things out there, okay?
At the old Zach's? Where is it supposed to be underneath?
Sir, that's an off-air conversation. We cannot tell the exact location. We do not need you with a shovel tonight in your Snapchat trying to dig up James Dean.
I can get a backhoe out there in 20 minutes.
Get it back up in 20 minutes. If you're traveling by map, the new field work is 9 minutes away from the Walmart, a.k.a. Drake's headquarters.
Ooh, because there's a BART station right by the Drake's. It's walkable?
The Drake. I hate the Drake.
Yeah, 3.1 miles. That's walkable.
Oof. No, it's not.
Oh, come on.
That's a trek, but yeah.
Technically, you've walked to the Fig Garden Village before, haven't you?
Bike? Yes.
That's less than 3.4 miles.
Yeah, it's 2 miles, but I'm saying it's like that and then a little bit more.
Well, I just want to say the field work. Eat shit. Oh, damn it. That was no cussing.
My work here is done.
Oh, don't worry. We'll edit that out.
Have I been cussing this whole time? I forgot. Damn it. Hopefully I haven't. Damn, it's okay. Right? No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's PG-13. That's all
sorry,
we're shooting
kids.
For at this point.
Sorry, kids. Uncle Mike. Messed up. I'm sorry.
Well, there you go. If you'd like to see pretty renderings of this beautiful new brewery, go to fullpint.com for all beer news.
Fullpint.com. Full Pint. Solid. That's a solid website. And they got a nice, he's got a nice, solid podcast too. Give it up to the Full Pint. Respect to the Full Pint. One of the good ones.
While I have my maps open, would you guys care to know what else is near the field?
No, I don't care.
I was just checking.
The ocean.
The ocean, beautiful weather.
Yeah. Carl the Fog.
Get some Chipotle across the street. Pete's Coffee.
Get that anywhere. I get that by my house. We got a new Pete's Coffee open by my house. Think about that.
There's a round table.
You got to go to the post.
You got
to
go inside the post.
Get some dental work up the street.
BVD. I miss the old Bully Village Drugs on Palm and Bully.
Go to FH Daily Chevrolet, get your new car after the field work.
No. Screw them. Screw San Leandro area with all their breweries. Eat the duty.
Duty. Doo-doo. Well, I've done my job for the day.
All right. Good job. let's wait till Matt gets back before I mention that. calendar release season has begun. One of my favorite times of year.
Yes.
All the breweries start have begun the releasing of calendars. You can start planning your drinking out for the year. You know, match your calendars.
Do you collect them? Do you download them? Print them out? Put them in a binder?
I'm actually, like you say that, I'm going to be collecting them for a blog post on MikeyTopWar.com and just keep refreshing the blog post with when I come across another one. I've only got two so far, so
that's a good idea.
It's not that impressive, but the Carl Strauss released theirs and New Glory.
As a collector, how many do you have to have before it's a collection?
I'll say seven.
Seven, okay. So up until then, it's just...
it's just a group of things.
A group of things. So you said Carl Strauss, their first up.
Carl Strauss and New Glarus. Now I'm talking about indie craft breweries. I'm not talking about like, I don't think Budweiser needs to release a calendar.
Does Budweiser need a calendar? There's two stripes. There's a blue stripe and a red stripe.
Like Bud Light all year round. Mm-hmm. Budweiser year Budweiser. Round. Year Done. Round. End of list. End of calendar.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. They won't dare show all their ABV products. Crafty products. I'm waiting for a Sierra. Does Sierra?
They're waiting for the NFT. Sierra they're trying to get in the NFT game.
Oh. Sierra usually releases a calendar. I know Modern Times. I've been looking for Modern Times. They haven't released one yet, so. But yeah, Carl Strauss just has one on their that great collab series, which I think I kind of want that to be my beer of the year is Carl Strauss's collab series. But maybe I did that one before too. But because like the DDH Pliny was like very beginning of 2021, so I don't know, still counts, I guess. Yeah. But the Bergen, the next collab with the Carl Strauss collab beer is going to be with Bergen. So, ooh. And we always get that beer at the market. So,
yes, we do. Release calendar 2021 calendar of dankness. Modern Times does have a calendar.
Is Tioga going to release a calendar, Matt? I like to see the release calendars.
I haven't looked if there is one or not, but we have multiple years in the past.
Oh, okay. Let me guess, General Sherman, all year, year round, every month, will be General Sherman. Locked in. All bangers. Let's just release a calendar and just, the calendar says, all bangers.
Oh, yeah. This. There's an arrow going from January to December. Just says bangers.
Bangers. Oh, nice. Solid calendar. Locally, we had a fire, the 411 Brewery / the Incubator. What were you talking about?
Yeah, that was going to be my story.
All right.
So
okay.
I'm glad we're talking about this. This is important.
All right. What? So what happened, Matt?
Originally, late one evening. The fire department was called out. They thought it could have been just a general electric fire happened in the front of the building. It was put out and things, you know, were kind of unsure. A window was gone. A roll-up door was cut through. Things happened. But I'm assuming it's the mechanic shop across the street. There's a couple businesses across the street, and they looked at their cameras. And there is somebody actively with lit flame, kind of like a Molotov cocktail, if you will. And they're in front of the 411 building, and they purposely, you know, was staying outside, break entrance to the building to spread flame inside the building. So it was intentional, in most ways.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was definitely arson.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody, we don't know why or anything.
Just like anything, they're asking if people could know why or who or how or anything. You know, everybody would hate for it to be, you know, like, hey, my beer was too warm, so I'm going to set your building on fire type of deal. But with footage of somebody purposely standing out front with a lit flame making it happen, it seems like there's intentions to sabotage the business.
Yeah, maybe it's just a full-on arsonist guy that just arsons wherever he wants to arson. But
yeah,
I mean, that's pretty crazy if somebody is doing it because it's 411, you know. And then they also had, I mean, that's what we're talking about, where Zach's going to be at, right?
Yeah, they just started moving stuff in too. So.
Oh, and Incinerati still had some stuff in there that got damaged, and then Grayview's stuff got damaged as well, right?
Yeah, so it's very much still an incubator. They had equipment that was lost, you know, stored in the front of the building where the fire was. So,
no, there's a GoFundMe out there. You want to donate? They're trying to get to 10,000 to recoup some of that.
Local bar. Well, I mean, it would have already happened, but local place, Spokeasy, they were doing a raffle. But there's different places kind of doing their own ways to help raise funds. There's the official GoFundMe, all sorts of things.
Retweeted that. Courtney was talking about it, and her retweeted it. I'll try to put it in the show notes as far as a link to the GoFundMe. I know Zach's Brewing on Instagram has put it in there. 411 Ale. I'm not sure what 411's Instagram is, but if you look up 411 Ales or 411 Brewing in Fresno, you should be able to find that account. And then there's a link in there.
411 Broadway Brew.
There you go. Look up that, and there's a link if you want to get involved in the recouping some of the costs there. Is there something else, Matt, do you have?
That's all I really had. I feel for my neighbors and other craft breweries. I mean, that's the incubator. So if it affects one, it affects all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could talk about the beer I'm drinking, but it's.
Yeah, what is it? You opened the beer. I heard the. Oh. I love gold.
I heard it.
It's also a sad subject.
Uh-oh. So much sadness. This is a kids episode.
I'm drinking a Janet's Brown Ale. Does that ring?
Russian River.
Nope.
Oh, no. Tasty. Sorry.
Tasty McDole. It's an American brown ale, award winning. This one was Zabrud by the Urban Roots. I saw this in the cooler at Spokeasy. I knew exactly what it was about. Obviously, it has Tasty's image on it. He is no longer with us. Very cool human being, very humble. Good beer guy, good opinions, all that sort of stuff. So I saw this on the shelf and I just said, no question. I'm going to enjoy it. I did buy it and I do enjoy it.
Right. I bought it.
It's good.
Yeah, I bought it.
So yeah, if you see a Janet's Brown Ale, doesn't matter who it's brewed by, just buy it.
Just buy it.
Oh, and it's actually good because, good recipe, good brewery.
Brewery. Sierra Nevada is releasing this January. There's been lots of talk of dry January and NA beers.
Wait, did we miss it?
No, you're still in it.
Oh. Wait, so we're not supposed to be drinking right now?
No. That was, you weren't supposed to be drinking. This is a kids episode.
Shit.
Oh, look, you just cussed. God dang it.
Wow.
That's two now, at least, that I'm aware of.
That's two shits.
Hey! Come on!
Well, we're not supposed to say shit.
You're forgetting to edit this part out anyway.
Here we go. It's over now. You've ruined it.
Wait, when did you tell us we're not supposed to say shit on this show?
Sorry, kids. Uncle Nick and Uncle Matt just couldn't help themselves, and now your life is ruined, and you're going into big darkness that you can't get out of because you heard bad words on the perfect
board. Because it's our old friend, or what?
It's not the Green Tom Show.
Sierra Nevada is releasing Hop Splash, a zero alcohol, zero calorie hop water.
I saw that. I'm interested to see what it tastes like.
I am as well. I think, but it's $10 a six pack. And here lies the problem with the NA beers and the hoppy seltzers. Is the price is not much cheaper than a regular beer, alcohol beer. It goes across the board. And people are thinking, wow, the NAs are going to take off. I don't think they can really take off if the price is only slightly cheaper. And I know it's probably because like the grain for the alcohol in the beer is one of the lowest costs of making a beer. And so, I don't think anyone's gouging you with an NA beer being $10 a six pack or whatever. It's just that to make a beer, even without alcohol, it's still costly. And the only thing you're not doing is putting grain in it, I assume, and which is one of the cheaper ingredients. So it's still going to cost. So it's like, it's very tough for my mind to get around paying almost what I would pay for a six pack of alcohol versus a six pack of non-alcohol. And that's just a little aside from this. I actually enjoy, even though I don't like seltzer water, but I actually enjoy the hop water style, hoppy, not seltzer, but tonic water, whatever. These like the Sierra Hop Splash. I enjoy those hoppy water ones more than I do the NA beers. I don't know why, but. When it's zero calorie anyway. So I will try this Hop Splash just for like day drinking. I think it's a good day drinking thing.
There you go.
I've had a few different NAs or non-alcoholic beers, and they all have a flavor to them. So I haven't even had the Lagunitas hop water, but so I would be interested to try the Lagunitas plus this new one and just say, what's it like? Does it paint the whole picture? Is it still lacking? What are you having? Because to me, hop water is less sugary than non-alcoholic beers. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm making that up in my mind, but
no, it's, you're right.
So if you're not getting the alcohol, cut out the sugar and carbs or what have you. Mm-hmm. Maybe just have hoppy flavor and water. That's the best scenario.
Yeah, and it's those are the ones that are little to no calories. The NA beer is still while less calories than their alcoholic friend brothers, mm-hmm. still do have a decent amount of calories to them. Well, this hop water stuff usually has low to no calories, which if I'm going to go ahead and not do an NA beer, but still like look for some sort of presence of a beer, I'm going to want to have it as low calorie as possible. But like it's been said before, and it's like everything not beer is an NA beer, like a Coke Zero is an NA beer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like if I'm not gonna drink alcohol, then I'm probably just gonna drink something I enjoy drinking, which is like a soda or something. So I do like to mix it in a little bit though. Like I said, day drinking, like just as a mix in thing. Or if I was doing dry January, I would want to have some NA beers, hop waters, just something to, or if I'm around friends that are drinking, then I would want, that's when I'd want an NA beer.
You see, they smell like they do.
Yep. At least I can smell too. Like, whoa, you've been drinking, my God. Yeah, damn right I have.
Yeah. Yeah, on my way. Need some nachos or a dip.
we were talking about Drake's earlier. Drake's Aroma Coma is back. You remember Aroma Coma?
Yes. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, the West Coast Citra based IPA. It kind of fallen off the radar. Well, they're bringing it back. I don't know if it's been gone, but they're making a point. They're making a point now that, like, hey, Aroma Coma's back. And Aroma Coma was like an upper echelon IPA release beer for a year or two. I mean,
was it Aroma Coma or Denogonizer? One of them was kind of making way on the tap handles around town.
Denogonizer definitely was.
Oh, was definitely Denogonizer.
Okay. Never mind then.
But Aroma Coma is out there though.
Yeah. Well, one of them was inching their way into the crowd like as a regular handle around town until Hazy Little Thing shows up, and then Sierra Nevada says, "Fuck you, everybody."
Big beer, Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. And 805 and Hazy Little Thing.
Yep. You bet.
Just took over. You're
pretty much your only craft options in restaurants is Hazy Little Thing, 805, and maybe Luponic.
Well, yes.
Whatever the Luponic is. These are your craft choices. Once in a while, little General Sherman will come into play in Fresno. And you basically, you're lucky if you get any of those too. Sadly, you're just like, if I can get one of those.
I'll take
it. I think that's enough of that. I think it's time to move on. So you guys have any more things you want to throw out there?
We gotta get to work.
Gotta get to work tomorrow. Work's expecting us tomorrow. You can't just do the resignation thing tomorrow?
I resign,
sir. Will you call me tonight? Hey, you can be on the show. You, the person listening right now, you can be on this show. If you just call 559-492-0542, you'll see that's a voicemail line from the back in the olden days when people left voicemails and messages. And you can have 3 minutes to say whatever the hell you want on there that you think the listener of A Perfect Pour would like to hear. Or you can email us that from wherever part of the world you're at. You can record something and email that file to perfectpourpodcast @gmail.com. And there are no traditional voicemails this week, but there are some emailed voicemails, and we'll start it off with this gentleman.
What's up, fellas? It is Colin, and just came back through a snowstorm. My doctor's appointment, very far away. It took me a really long time to get here. But it's Wednesday. Tomorrow's my birthday. And we haven't called you guys for a while, so I figured I'd check in, say hey.
Hey.
Janine's coming back from the bedroom. What's up, baby?
Hi.
So we have to check in a little bit. It's been a little, haven't really got with you guys much recently. So yeah, we had this giant fire that happened probably 5 or 6 last miles. Week. Yeah, so 5 or 6 miles west of our house.
I was wondering.
That burned a bunch of stuff. I'm sure you guys all saw it on the news. Yeah. It was definitely last week.
My dad was evacuated, but his house was not burned.
Yeah, there was a lot of burned houses in his neighborhood. It was super jacked up, you guys. But he was fine. We went rogue, went in there, rescued a bottle of champagne and some medication, and then left because the heat was turned off.
Important. Looters.
I don't know. That happened.
They're looting.
Also, we've been, I don't know, it's kind of the beginning of winter here. We haven't had any moisture until just now, so we got tons of snow on the ground. We've
got 2 snows, yes. And I'm sure some people have seen our neighbor from California trying to scrape ice off her sidewalk with a ice scraper that's used for your car windshield. It was pretty entertaining.
Janine's bagging on the Californians and their lack of knowledge about actual weather.
It doesn't snow here, so
this bitch doesn't talk to anybody. She's like, she's moved in. She like did the old back and side move on the way to the mailbox. She didn't want to talk to me, so I was like, okay. I mean, hey, whatever, California. Don't call me when you're snow goes to the roof, which it won't because it's our weather's kind of bullshit anymore, but it's cool.
Anyways, Paul, if you're driving through Denver at all and you want to have a beer with Colin and I, just hit us up some way, shape, or form.
In fact, if any of you guys want to give us a call, we've entertained a bunch of Perfect Pour members, listeners, golden gods, had lots of good times with so many of you guys. So, sorry, kids choking for some reason. How's that lasagna, bro?
Good.
Okay. So I'm having a Cohia Nelson from Crooked Stave. It's pretty good.
It is really good. I want to get more of that.
It's okay. Okay. So I had to ask you guys this question. So I have a friend, Scott, who's totally anti the nutty flavored like IPA. So that would be like anything like
Nelson
and some of the Mosaic type beers where they taste, he calls them malt bombs.
Best. He gives them all to me, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, he hands them off to me too, but I kind of like them. I like them bitter as well, but some of them are softer and more nutty, and some of them have more spike of.
I like the nutty flavor.
She likes. I do like a little bit of hops. I don't know. Kind of back in the day when hops were a thing, when Avery IPA and Stone IPA was ABV, just hardcore rot good IPA.
So this weekend's going to be Colin's 50th birthday.
Tomorrow's my birthday, boys. So
tomorrow's my birthday, 50. But we're celebrating it Saturday. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be fun.
We're going to have friends over. So you guys have my birthday? A good January. We'll call you guys more often from now on out. We're just gathering our shit together. So
keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Thanks, bye. Colin and Janine. Big cheers to Colin for being 50 years old. Look at him. Look at that, Colin. Still going strong.
Get him a Hurry King.
You can, all you kids out there, look at what Colin's, he's 50 and he's still kicking ass. You can do it. Don't you worry. Thank you, Colin and Janine. Thank you for the calendars. I'm keeping all three. I'm not letting Nick and Matt have theirs. So I'm glad you guys are okay. I knew that was Colin and Janine's area-ish with the big fire in Colorado. So I'm glad to hear that Colin and Janine and Janine's dad are all right.
I saw it on GMA. I heard about it.
What's up, homies? True you be here. A quick little recap on my freaking Tioga Sequoia beer that I brought, homie. I'm down to 2 General Shermans. I got 4 DDHs. I got 2 of the Forest Strong came out to play, homie. That's an amazing pale ale. These you could just drink back to back to back to back, homie. Smooth, smooth, delicious pales. What else I got left? I got one cake left, one piece of cake stout. I got my Nilla Watts. Over the New Year's Eve, I popped open my Magnum, the mint chocolate rush hour. Amazing freaking beer. The people that were hanging out with me really don't drink stout, so that was all me. They did taste it. They loved it, homie. A lot of them said that it reminded them of the chocolate you get at Olive Garden, homes. So it's like a ghetto fucking stout, homes. So big ups to you guys. Rush hours. I got four left, homie. I got two squares, one triangle, one circle. Who won? When are we gonna find this out, Holmes? Who won? Square, triangle, or circle? I want to know who the roasters are. I got this beer from a coworker, Matt. You must really love this name, homie. What do you get when you mix an elephant and a rhino? Helifino, double IPA, Red Rock Brewing Company, Indian Pale Ale. This one comes out at 8%. This is from Salt Lake City, Utah, homie. I didn't think Utah made high ABV beers, but I guess they do. I'll send you a picture so you can trip out on that label. The label reminds me of a love child between old school Alpine Brewing Company and Russian River, homie. All right, homies, that's all. I just called to tell you what my beer stock looks like. I'm going to drink this beer right now. This is There Does Not Exist Vienna Style Lager. Thank you, Tony. Other than that, homies, this is Chew Your Beer. Be safe out there. Wear your PPE. It ain't no joke. LA, I think we're going to shut down soon because it's a madhouse, homes. This is Chew Your Beer. Y hay te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thank you for the call. Do we know who won, Matt, on the rush hour things? Rush day? No. We'll let Matt answer when he can. Did you hear that chirp? That little...
Yeah.
You can't always do that when it opens.
Nitrous?
Oh, it'd sound like nitrous, but it wasn't.
I love gold!
Matt, can you announce who won the rush day challenge? Coffee roaster? What rush day beer?
You put me on the spot.
Well, I want Purple Pour to get the exclusive knowledge.
I believe it was... Oh, I have to look it up.
All right. Well,
it was for sure Fulton Street High Top. I know that. But I forget what shape they were.
All right. Fulton Street High Top. Congratulations. Cheers on your.
Your shape is the winner.
Cheers on your shapes. And we've got one more voicemail. It's coming.
Beer!
Oh, yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I am your host, Sky91, and happy 2022, everybody. I know it's been a while since I've called in. I've been really busy with hockey and obviously beer drinking, as you can all tell from the final tallies of the Perfect Pour unique beer drinking challenge race thing. Ended it at New Year's Eve, midnight across the different time zones. Hell of a race at the end between me and Junior. It was beer for beer going down to the end when the ball dropped in Times Square. I just barely beat Junior by two beers, finishing out the year with 1,708 uniques.
Dang!
The Junior, 1,706 uniques.
What?
Cheers, Junior. Cheers. It was a hell of a time. It was fun for most of it.
Wow. You guys okay?
No, it was a lot of
Has
fun.
Has anyone checked on Junior?
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't come down to the wire like this.
Do we know Junior's okay?
Cheers, everybody who partook in it, even if you didn't know you were.
Oh, I was in it.
The entire year.
I'll bet I won amongst the show hosts.
I want to give some shout-outs to some other people on the list, too, because there's a lot of unique beers drank. 13,898, to be exact.
What?
Which is absolutely crazy. Third place with 1,013
what?
Unique beers was Radar and Liz, the hosts of Radar Palooza 2021. No, all top five were at Radar Palooza this year. Just throwing it out there.
Oh,
because fourth place with 726 uniques was Pittsburgh Tom. In fifth place, we had Anson Robin with 711 uniques. They were both neck and neck with each other for the end there. And then going down to sixth place, we had Wazoo Corvette, 676 Wazoo uniques from Wazoo there. Al Green just behind him in seventh place with 673. Kent Laurie, eighth place with 660 and 572. Fontana Jim in ninth with 613. Colin and Janine finishing out the top 10 with 558 and 553. Hops Hound in there right behind them in 11th with 554. And Rad Mike with 510 in 12th place. So those are all the people that had over 500 uniques for the year. Just crazy. But cheers to everybody. Start up 2022 again. I don't know if I'm going to go for 1,700 again. That's going to be a little crazy, but we'll see. So cheers, everybody. And yeah, till next time, that's the bomb in the can because the Sky 91 drank it.
Yeah.
Wow. Man,
what happened?
I feel crappy. I didn't get in the top 10 of uniques.
Oh, I was super close. I think, I was around like 65.
You're right there. It was
close. Right there. I was right trailing
on,
them.
Just like on New Year's Eve, there was like, is Nick going to make a big run here on New Year's
That's
Eve?
Right. I stopped. I let them win. I get, I don't need to win.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't want anyone to get hurt, but I'm up for this unique challenge again.
He sprained his liver.
Oh, stretch my liver out too far. Yeah. I opened up a beer during this voicemail. It's the collab series from Carl Strauss. The current one is the Creature Comforts one. It's Caribbean Garden, a super tropical double IPA. It's delicious. And I'm doubling up. Thank you guys for calling the show. And thank you everyone for participating in that. I had the thing is, and I'm making lots of sense right now. Everyone pay close attention. I'm about to say some pretty cool stuff. Cheers to Scotty 91 for adding all that up. And hopefully we'll see it again at the end of this year. And thanks everyone for calling in the show. Remember, we're looking for somebody. Along with everyone that calls in normally, we're also looking for somebody across the pond or maybe in South America to call in and email us something. We really want to hear from somebody not of this country. It's more exciting that way for us. So.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't. Thank you.
Here's the moment in the show where we talk about how much we loved our beers this past week. What the hell were we doing? What were the things? Even through a pandemic, we managed to drink the beers and all the stuff and open up cans. There's nothing better than opening up
a can of beer. I love gold!
What did you just open up there, Nick?
This is a Chew Your Beer donation. Flawless Brewing's Denkirchen West Coast IPA.
Denkirchen. Oh, West Coasty.
Mike Lawless.
Mike Lawless. Is this... Did you guys go to Bullard High?
No.
No.
I think I went to school with Mike Lawless. Why? There's a teacher named Lawless.
He's older, but he's Volkswagen racing royalty, so...
Oh.
Doubt it's the same guy.
Did he used to teach?
Maybe his son. His son would probably be your age.
Oh, okay. Is he of the Lawless school family? Prominent Lawless is a prominent Fresno name. I mean,
oh, okay. I don't think, but maybe.
Never know. The Nick 80. What are you drinking this week?
Been cutting?
Yes.
Been drinking.
One and the same.
Let's see if I checked anything in. Oh man.
What were you drinking on New Year's, huh? Did you pound them?
I pounded some celebrations, I tell you that. Yeah, much. You got to get rid of these things. There's a clearance sale on the celebration.
Happy New Year, honey. You're like, wait, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't right now. I'm doing celebration ales.
I'm celebrating. No. Oh, a suntan from Warehouse? No, that, I checked that in last week.
That's old, bro.
Yeah. No, sir. Just celebration.
Boo. No other beers. You got to get rid of that celebration. You got to early down it, bro. Ooh, save one for next year so you can.
There we go. Old beer drawer?
Yeah.
You going for the old beer drawer?
Yeah. Ooh, that old beer drawer.
Did you just now remember about that?
It's just been sitting there for 2 years. We haven't been in the studio for, you know, all it'll be 2 years in a couple of months anyway. And that old beer drawer has just been sitting there. Just getting better. It's got that. Just getting
there's
better.
A nice
just been still just been
still just
still been. Just been
still just been
a nice layer of organic material has set in on top of these bottles
now. There's been a couple of forest fires, smoke,
they're starting to grow things on the outside of the bottle.
Wow. Oh my gosh,
the labels will be irrecognizable by the time
we might have the most epic terrible old beer collection.
Oh man,
on the planet.
Please tell me that Stone 16 is still on there.
Oh yeah. If you want that Stone,
we got an Orderville 16. Left, or did we drank the Orderville, huh?
I think maybe we did. Maybe there was two though. I think there's two. There's another one.
Bomber of Orderville.
Yep. If you want a bomber of Orderville, we got
a bomber. I'll take one bomber of Orderville, please.
Yes. Yeah. We're holding on to these things so long, we actually might get some interest on them.
That's the right amount of Orderville, by the way. 22 ounces is proper.
That's right. Oh, excuse you. So Nick's just been drinking celebrations. Matt, what are you drinking?
Brave Noise, which is not an uncommon beer. It's a beer that anybody can brew.
Yeah.
from Alvarado Street. I had their version. It was at Out of the Barrel, so I picked up one of those. Lloyd Christmas, a hazy double IPA from Alvarado. depending which suit you prefer, the powder blue or the burnt orange, you know, Harry Lloyd. Everybody has their opinion on which suit is better.
Wow. The burnt orange gives more attention, I think.
Hey, it's a nice set of Hooters.
I'm thinking about my daughter watched the Dumb and Dumber movie. I don't know.
Dumb 2?
She let a 13-year-old watch Dumb and Dumber. Is that okay?
We were watching Pulp Fiction at 14, so yeah.
I was Dumb and Dumber's fine. Wasn't that our age of those movies that were kind of controversial?
You were watching at 14. What did you think of The Gimp in the basement? What the hell do you think? How you process that part of it?
The fact that I can now call my friends the Gimp overshadowed the fact that there was a guy wrapped in leather in somebody's basement. Hey, you're the Gimp. No, you're the Gimp. I am the Gimp. You're the Gimp.
What does that mean? I don't know.
But you're the Gimp. You're it. I'm not the Gimp. And then it's not a motorcycle, it's a chop.
It's a chopper.
Like, who's so Ned? Many things overshadowed the fact that
Ned's
that
dead,
happened
baby.
In the movie. That didn't, like, the guy got shot in the back of the car. Who shot Marvin? That's who's what we want to know. Who shot Marvin?
Who's Ned?
Marvin shot first.
Ned's
Marvin
dead, Martian? Baby.
From Moxa.
I mean, come on. Foot massages are sexual, guys. I mean, we know that, right?
Foot massages?
Hey, yeah. What part of the show are we in?
It's a Pulp Fiction. I mean, come on. You don't give foot massages to non-sexual.
They're harmless.
Come on.
So for Moxa, their West Coast double IPA, I had Hop College. And it's not collage. Hop College.
Hop College.
Hop College.
Oh, the class is Simcoe 101.
Sorry, that was a little late.
I had the Simcoe 101 from Hop College, and it was good.
I'll take that class. Dude,
take it?
Final,
would you pass it, though?
The final is brutal in that class, though.
Yeah, so you didn't pass. Got it,
no.
Cool.
you had the passes. You had two different beers. One, you had to identify which beer had the Simcoe in it. And I didn't pass. All year, you drink Simcoe beers. All year. And then finally, the final was, all right, we have a non-Simcoe beer and a Simcoe beer.
You were the Coho.
This has got Coho.
From Cellar Maker, there was Mo Chinook, which I feel is a very underplayed hop.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that beer.
You're a Chinook guy now. Everyone forgot about Chinook. They're too busy. Too busy with their hazies.
Chinook. Nobody Chinooks anymore.
Chinook? What are you, from 2018?
Barely even knew her.
Chinooker. You got to pay extra for Chinook, though. I mean.
Yeah. So those were some Ben Cots.
Ben Cot drinking.
So there are no beers named Big Kahuna Burger.
Wow. That is.
There are beers named Big Kahuna.
Yeah.
Burger beers. There are five.
Terrible.
There are five beers named the $5 milkshake. So pleasantly surprised with that one.
Bearded Brewer 87, The Nick 80, and Dorktown. Mm-hmm. Follow those on tap if you somehow are not. Well, let's see. What did I do this week? I had El Segundo DD. H Citra Pale, and that's always good. Like I said before, I had the Belching Beaver 8-pack the Deftones themed 8-pack, and I took a chance because I was
that's an interesting number, an 8-pack.
Yeah, I know,
not a 12-pack, not weird. A 6-pack,
but it's an 8-pack of 16-ounce beers.
Okay, all right.
You don't get too many variety packs that are 16-ounce.
You do not, or in 8 counts.
Yeah, so it was all oddities. But I was at it's okay. At Save Mart at Milburn and Herndon. If you're happen to be a Fresno,
the fancy one, you're in the rich one.
Well, no, that's not rich. The fancy one's the Clovis one on the in the Taint District because it's got a train.
Oh yeah,
there's a train, like a little model train that goes through the whole store.
What?
Yeah, go to the Milburn and or not Milburn, the Peach and Nice ish. Something, Save Mart.
Oh man,
the one out by House of Pendragon.
Willow and Nice.
Yeah, there you go. It's got a little train. A train goes through the whole store, like a little model train goes through the top of the store.
Okay, I'm going tomorrow.
All right. But yeah, so I was at the Milburn Herndon, and they've got a newish end of craft beer now. They moved it over to like near the end of the beer aisle, near the register.
It's not hidden in the deli meat.
Yeah, it's counter not anymore. Hidden in the deli meat counter. It's not next to the Pillsbury biscuits like it was before.
Biscuits and brews.
Yep. And I was going through their whole end, and I'm just everything's got like four. All the IPAs are 4 months or worse, and I'm just like I'm not finding anything within date. I really wanted something, and the only thing of interest was this 8-pack of this Belching Beaver Deftones beers, and I'm like, this is really cool. Except there is no date on the box. It's one of the box.
Oh no!
And there's no date anywhere. And then yeah, I thought about it, but I'm like, nobody's gonna even know they opened another one. But I still did. I'm like, you know,
another one.
20. Well, I mean, you know, another one. Just like try to hide it as or something. So and I'm just like, it's $20. I'm gonna take a chance on this. I'm probably going to get screwed as I usually do buying unknown dated grocery store beer. I mean, that's high percentage of old dates on that.
It's a high percentage.
But I went home.
So you're judging other beers' dates based on the one you want to buy?
Yep. Yeah. But I mean, if that end is filled with things that are 4 months old or worse, I mean,
yes, I see what you're saying. I don't
have much of a chance. And
interesting theory.
I was happily surprised, only about 6 weeks out from their date, so that was a big score for me. But I had it had four different Deftone beers in there. One of them was the Deftones Digital Bath. The other, that's a hazy IPA. The other one's the Ohms Pale, which is 5.5%. And that one's a solid beer. And of course, the most famous, the Phantom Bride, 7.1 IPA, and then also has one that I had earlier in this show, the Good Morning Beautiful Brown.
Wow!
And also had the Almanac Beer Company's Inclusion Beer Project, and it has a bunch of breweries in on that one. Let me see. Obviously, Almanac. There's Temsicles in that one. Common Space and Roses. And the Kern River Citra Double IPA.
Ooh, some Citra, huh?
Yeah, it's one of the most famous double IPs of all time.
Yeah,
it's that time of year. I've had a couple of those, and
you used to have to get a lottery to get one. Oh, yeah,
now you just
every
walk
day.
In.
Just every walk day. Into the store and get it.
Yep, it's at the Chevron now. It doesn't even matter. It's just everywhere.
Hanging out. Yeah. It's getting old, actually.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Somebody needs to step in. So that's what we were drinking on the untaps, anyway. The ones that we remember. That's what we drink. There's other.
Cheers! 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 It's the end of the show.
Cheers, Matt. Do you have any cheers?
Cheers out to our Central Coast fam. I've seen some posts. I'm generally wishing everyone over there well. Hope you're staying healthy. You know, recovery,
something,
what have you.
Hmm.
There's things going around right now. Uh-oh. So
just go out to the beach, enjoy. Oh yeah. Yeah, actually, don't get too deep in the water, as there's a great white
Hey-o.
Roaming around there. So
yeah, stay safe. Help you recover. Be healthy. Try to stay healthy. Good get day. Back to help being healthy. Whatever it is, just do it.
Yeah, Nick.
Hey. Cheers to me. Yay,
Nick.
I did.
Cheers to your new, we have a new addition to the animal. To the animals of the perfect poor.
Yes, new podcast dog in the family. We I'm feeling guilty right now, so I'm going to preface this. We typically try to rescue dogs. And I know there's a huge demand for the shelters are filling up again. So if you can rescue a dog, please do. We did do a puppy this time. It's our first puppy ever as a couple. My first puppy that I could ever remember. Dogs have come into my life usually a year or older. Not a bad thing, but so this is our first little tiny baby dog. She's only 6 weeks old. Little Penny Lane is her name. Total sweetheart. Gonna be a really good dog. Fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. So we're excited. It's fun. So far it's been fun. It's only been 5 days. So yeah, cheers to her. Early cheers to her. Here's to her helping healing our hearts from last year, because last year sucked ass.
Losing both your boxes.
Is this still the no cussing episode?
Yeah, no, we ruined it. It's over. We'll try again.
And I was thinking some more cheers I didn't get to pick up for the New Year's cheers. One of our latest golden gods at the end of the year was I'm a Pirate. Cheers to Court. No, she was a presence in the poor family in the last year. Kelly Hoosecraft, she's always hanging around, dropping knowledge.
Knowledge.
Was it nice to hear from the Scotty 91? Good to hear he survived 1,700 beers. And as always, big cheers to Mikey for making all the perfect four happen.
Yay. Matt agrees. The golden gods of the perfect four. Wee hee hee. They give us the money and we spend it like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, get all the double IPAs we can, hazy doubles we can.
No.
Tomorrow.
Hazy doubles.
Get all the hazies. I gotta ruin it.
Who's got to ruin it?
Who's going to ruin it? Big cheers to the Golden Gods, our patrons. You can become a Golden God if you want. Look at the links to our Patreon page, patreon.com/perfectpour. And you can donate $5 or more every month to us. And we use that to pay the bills. So that's pretty cool. And you do get a little bit of extra show being a Golden God. So there you go. It's a nice little deal. You want to get in on it, get in on it. Cheers to all the beer explorers out there. And I feel like I don't change up my styles enough. I don't do enough exploring. And I would like to do more of that in 2022. So, hopefully by the end of the year, I'll have tried some new things that I have never tried before. But cheers to the people that do all the different beers. Also, cheers to Javier Arroyo and to Radar 13. Everybody that shares the show and talks about the show with their friends, we really appreciate it. We're doing great on the Apple Podcasts. And we appreciate, we haven't had a new review on Apple Podcasts in a while. So I'm just saying, maybe if you haven't given us 5 stars and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts, it might be a good time to start doing it. Get your first of the year in. You know, you're going to get read on the show at some point if you do. So, think about that this year. Keep up the good work on that. And just cheers everyone that shares the show on their own social media. It's the only way we can get any bigger is you guys talking about us. So you, the listener, talking about us. That's it's our only option. So it's all That's up it. To you.
We got two options.
If you want this show to tank, don't talk about it. Because talk even if you badmouth us, That's gonna get somebody thinking that they're like, oh, I want to check that out. That person really hates that podcast. I want to check it out and see why they hate it so much. So if you really want us to fail, just don't say anything about the show.
Hush your mouth.
We'll try to not do the non-cussing next week. You know, we tried. We tried. You know, we get an effort. Well, it was a little bit of trying.
It was a little bit of a try.
A little bit. But in the meantime, please be safe.
Yes. Oh, man.
Be safe. I'm going to dad you.
So, first week of the year, and you're this demanding. Yep. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Right off the bat, I need a safe. Matt's giving ad signals. I think I know what these are.
Check.
Oh,
your dates.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have fun.
I was then you flipping the can.
Oh,
checking the dates.
Wow, that is official sign language right there. Check your dates. Oh, Matt has just developed the official sign language for check your dates. You take both hands. All right.
International.
All right, symbol. You're listening to the show. We're gonna teach you how to do check your dates.
Simba. You lift it up.
Lift your hands up.
You flip it over.
Flip your hands to the front. Your thumbs are at the bottom. Flip your thumbs over to the top. That's you checking. And then what else is it? What else? What other element is there, Matt?
You lift. You turn over.
Mm-hmm.
You check.
Oh, take one hand and point it to the other hand.
Oh, yeah. You're like, what is this?
What is this?
Yeah,
find
and that's you find checking date, the date dates.
Uh-huh. So, take both hands, flip them forward, like flick your wrist forward, and then take the other hand, point it to an open hand, and check.
And you're checking that date.
All right, learn something on purpose.
Yeah.
Bye.
Check your date. That's why we're here. or an institution.